The World This Week. Politics.
There were fears in Europe of a resurgence of COVID-19. Catalonia returned to a form of lockdown. Britain announced that people arriving from Spain, including British tourists coming back from the beach, should quarantine for 14 days. The Spanish government was irked. Croatia, Germany, Luxembourg and Romania all saw localized spikes of coronavirus. Still, Europeans are much better prepared now than they were when the pandemic began. Najib Razak, Malaysia's Prime Minister from 2009 to 2018, was sentenced to 12 years in jail and fined $49 million after being found guilty of 7 charges related to the theft of billions of dollars from 1MDB, a development fund. He still faces verdicts in other trials. Mr. Najib, who said he thought the vast fortune in his personal bank account was a donation from a Saudi royal, remains free, pending an appeal. The U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced the withdrawal of nearly 12,000 American troops from Germany. President Donald Trump had criticized Germany's reluctance to spend more on defense. Mr. Esper said the decision would bolster NATO and deter Russia. He suggested that some of the troops could be redeployed on Russia's doorstep around the Black Sea and in the Baltic countries. The federal quasi-military agents sent to Portland to help quell violent protests are to leave the city's center on the condition that Oregon provides security to protect the federal courthouse there. South Africa took a $4.3 billion emergency loan from the IMF to soften the economic shock of COVID-19. The loan marks a big change for South Africa, which had previously shunned the IMF so as not to dilute its economic sovereignty. Perhans Shiri, Zimbabwe's agriculture minister, died reportedly of COVID-19. He led the 5th Brigade in Matabeleland in the 1980s, which tortured and massacred thousands of suspected opponents of the despot Robert Mugabe and their families. He once likened himself to Jesus, since he decided who lived and who died. Parliamentarians in Somalia voted to remove Hassan Ali Khayri as Prime Minister. America, which supports the Somali army in its fight against the jihadists of Al-Shabaab, called the process flawed. Lawmakers say Mr. Khayri failed to prepare the country for elections next year.